This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX, and it is time to bring in KMOX reporter Sean Malone, who is with us. And yesterday, Sean, we were having a conversation about the AT&T building downtown, and there is an effort to revitalize it and turn it into a residential area. And from the way I understand it, and if I have this correct, let me know, it sounds like the state of Missouri might screw this up somehow.
Yeah, you could certainly put it that way. That's one way to put it.
All right, so what's going on exactly with it?
So with the AT&T Tower, to rewind a little bit here, it was purchased a year ago from developers based in Boston, the Goldman Group, and they finally shared with us their plans, at least some of their preliminary plans for it. And when you hear what they have planned for this building, it really is pretty incredible. 600 apartment complexes, a robotic valet that will, you know, automatically shuffle cars around to and from the drivers. And enough amenities to fit a small city, if you will, you know, and things like that you're not normally seeing in an apartment complex. You know, grocery stores, clubhouse, cigar lounges, bowling alleys, basketball courts, entertainment centers, multiple swimming pools, indoors and outdoors, a 360 rooftop bar, just to name a few. But what they're saying here is that in markets like St. Louis, they're saying this isn't developer exclusive. This is not exclusive to just AT&T, but you name the Railway Exchange as well, is that the return on investment, considering the cost to revitalize and redevelop those buildings, is just not there compared to other larger metropolitans like a Boston, like a New York, like a San Francisco they named as well, where you can charge some higher rents and, you know, be able to get more juice with the squeeze, if you will. So what they're looking for is a tax incentive to redevelop unused office space, such as AT&T, such as Railway Exchange, into primarily residential space. You think about, you know, what your office might look like, for example, if you're listening to us while at work right now. You might have one bathroom on your floor, and that's fine, that's enough. But a lot of office spaces you need, or residential spaces, you're gonna need a bathroom for each apartment unit that you create. So that's a lot of plumbing work that you're gonna have to do. It's quite an undertaking converting office space into residential space. So that's what they're saying is, look, this project is not financially worth it unless we get some help here. Their argument is that, you know, it is worth it for the city and the state to do it, because right now AT&T is just producing property tax, and not all that much at the end of the day, especially when it sells for only a few million dollars.
Right.
So they're saying, look, you know, we'll be able to bring a lot of revenue into the city during construction, after construction, when this building is complete. And the city will still, and the state as well, be taking in more tax revenue after this tax credit than they were before, because there's just not much happening at the moment.
And I know you talked about just like the enormous cost of revitalizing this building. Right now, you said over $350 million, correct?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Amy?
Over $350 million to do this project on the AT&T building.
Yes. That's what they're saying it will cost, over $350 million, correct?
Now, they're also saying that typical real estate development dollars will generate an impact at a 3-to-1 ratio, so that this investment could be $1 billion in total economic output. Does that seem high? It seems high. Is that a realistic expectation for something like this downtown?
I'm far from an expert in economics. That's why I work in radio, and my little brother Kevin is the one with the math degree in my family. But when you kind of hear the way they describe it, it makes sense, because you talk about this construction that they want to do. It's going to involve gutting the entire AT&T tower down to the studs and then rebuilding it from the inside back up again. And you just think about, you know, this is one of, if not the largest building in the state of Missouri. That's a lot of construction jobs that this is going to create. That's a lot of, you know, people that are going to be in the city working, filling up on gas over that time. And keep in mind that $1 billion economic impact that they claim this $350 million construction job will create, that's just during the construction process. So that's not any additional revenue from this that the city would get with these 600 apartment buildings that they would create with people now living in those apartment buildings directly downtown.
Yeah.
That's not including the 360 restaurants that they have on the rooftop that's going to be generating sales, you know, through drinks, through meals. You know, so that's where they, you know, that $1 billion, you know, if that math works out, that's just during the construction phase, they're saying, not anything afterwards. And then you've got the addition as well of, you have a large vacant building that is not vacant downtown anymore.
Right.
You know, you don't have to deal with, you know, the vacant building that can attract crime. That's not something that you're worried about in downtown St. Louis, because now this is, you know, assuming the construction goes through with what they've got planned, a building that they say will be on par with any building anywhere in the country, not just the Midwest, not just the city.
So Missouri, okay, where's Missouri come in? Because they are not voting, they have not approved this tax incentive. What's the problem?
So from the Business Journal was able to go more in depth on what the problem is. But according to the St. Louis Business Journal, the issue at hand is this is being tied to the bill that's trying to peel back on the sick leave that was approved by Missouri voters at the polls back in November. So this bill is kind of being held hostage at this point for political reasons. The bill to create these tax credits to turn unused office space into primarily residential space. It's kind of being held hostage at the moment.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Sean, quick question. Oh, did
well,
you?
Well, yeah. So it's being held hostage. So what does that mean then for the development?
Mm-hmm. Right now, it looks like the development is in jeopardy. The, you know, Charles Goldman, the managing partner I spoke to, didn't outright say it won't happen, but he kind of said it without saying it. It sounds like this is extremely unlikely to happen this tax credit isn't created, approved.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we find ourselves in the same spot we've been in with AT&T before. Same story all over again. It gets purchased by a developer. Money isn't there to make it work. And then they have to turn around and sell it to someone else at a loss.
Is there a deadline?
And wash, rinse, repeat.
Is there a deadline for this? Like, when does the time run out?
Session ends in less than 2 weeks from now, so the Missouri House is on the clock at this point. If they're going to get this passed, it's got to happen pretty quickly.
Well, here we go. Sean Malone, appreciate it. Thank you for jumping in with us and keep us updated on this.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
That's Sean Malone, KMOX reporter. Well, at least it's not the city screwing it up this time. This time it's the state of Missouri. They can't get it done. That building is massive. And do you know how much that would change downtown just to get that occupied with people?
Because it would be, like you said, not just a building, but it would be people.
Yes.
600 units.
600 units, visitors going up to the bar and utilizing the amenities there? Oh, come on, guys. Get it done.